like a scene from the movie Ferris Bueller when the teacher asked anyone, anyone. State Representative Jeff Stone was going through 250 slips of paper from people signed up to speak.
Next on the list, we have John Albert, Larry Erickson, Peg Jeff Gursky. I'm going to keep going until I get a winner. Gary Casper.
The first speaker from the audience was Jeff Earhart of Morse, near the proposed Gogebic Taconite iron ore mine in Ashland and Iron Counties.
Well, I waited for 5.5 hours to testify. I guess I would ask that in the future, if you have invited guests, that they speak to you on a separate occasion, because I know this place was packed with people.
Most of the crowd favored streamlining state mining regulations. Leslie Colazar of Saxon says times are hard in Iron County.
I will tell you, in my neighborhood, there is no scrap iron anymore. The old tractors, the old plows, the old junk cars, they're all gone. People come and take those. They bring them to Ashland for recycling.
Most people who spoke want reforms that protect the sensitive environment of this Lake Superior watershed. Kathy Penny of Ashland isn't sure that can happen.
You know, I came here today thinking I'm not against mining. I'm for responsible mining. But as of several hours ago, I am completely against this company coming into this area.
The first 13 speakers invited by the Jobs Committee favored reforming the mining law. Those included, 88 who spoke were in favor, 23 against. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio, in Hurley.